My name's Matt Hansen. I am the founder of Inland Waterways Ausfish. I'm a keen recreational fisher. Born and raised in the Central West and love all things fishing and the river. Growing up in Oberon and going down with my grandparents and fishing for trout on the banks of Oberon Dam and walking, the Campbells and the fish and down at Flat Rock. And yeah, if there was water there and a canoe, I was there. I used to love it. It was fantastic memories. I'd go down there for hours. I think, my mum would tell you that as a, from the age of 10, my babysitter was basically Oberon Dam because I'd just go down there for hours and just love being outdoors. It's an escape. It's getting back to nature, getting away from the rat race, relaxed, no phone. It's an escape. As a young man, my ignorance was bliss, and the only thing I'd think when I drove over a body of water was, geez, I'd love to go and fish that one day and catch the fish in the river. But having learnt what I've learnt now and having been on the journey of the last 15 years as an active volunteer trying to repair our waterways, I now drive over our inland rivers in many sections and I see stock impacted banks infested with castor oil and willow trees. So many poor water quality issues, erosion, and large pumps, potentially removing hundreds of thousands of fish every single year. So for me, ignorance really was bliss, and to see what we've done to our inland rivers in the last 250 years is actually quite depressing for me some days. The future's looking brighter day by day, but it's just such an immense challenge to see the work that needs to be done, the kilometres that need to be repaired, and just how far we've taken it, to the brink. We've had a fairly good go at stuffing this place up, from everything from weeds to pest species to water quality to outdated extraction, fish migration, you name it. We have had some involvement and left what is a pretty depressing mark on a lot of the Macquarie. But I'm a glass half full kind of guy, and we've had some huge wins in that space, and it's been one heck of a ride to walk alongside some of those projects and see them become reality. We have some really huge problems with things like thermal pollution. So sadly, here in the Macquarie, we artificially thermally pollute about 160 kilometres of it from Burrendong Dam to sort of halfway to Narromine. So we can see a beautiful spring event, all the natural spawning cues, everything happening, Mother Nature taking things in her stride, temperatures building up to around about 20 degrees, golden perch migrating, Murray cod nesting, Tandanus catfish nesting up. You can see the nests as you walk along the bank. And then a release is needed to be made from the dam, and they can crash the temperature of that river from 20 to 12 degrees in the space of 20, 24, 72 hours. It's extremely depressing to see that happening. So I think that there's 2,000 kilometres across New South Wales of thermally polluted waterways. So that's a huge problem that we need to address, and we need to see the technology utilised to fix the thermal pollution, not only in Burrendong and the Macquarie, but right across the Murray-Darling Basin. At the time, Sturt was writing his diaries where he described the fish floating like birds in midair in huge shoals, the water visible to great depths, the rivers full of decaying timber. That might not be such a realistic proposal that I'd want to hand on to my kids, because the de-snagging and the high intensity agriculture and the things that we've seen happen to our rivers, I'll never say they're irreversible, but I think if we can get it going in the right way, it might be my kids' kids who see it in much better condition than it is today. But we've got a lot of trees to plant, we've got a lot of erosion to fix, we've got a lot of water quality issues, we've got a lot of pumps to screen. There is certainly no shortage of work to do.